Good morning, and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Abby Smith, and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on the gospel reading from the book of Matthew, and it's going to be chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, I pray that you would open our ears to hear your words in a new way this morning. God, I pray that you would bless this time and that you would help us to understand your heart a little bit better today. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And then a leper approached him, did him homage, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, and said, "I will do it. Be made clean." And his leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses prescribed, and that will be proof for them." "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." These are the words that stick out to me right away, because this man's request is actually pretty incredible, right? His words to Jesus, he didn't ask like if Jesus was able to heal him, but rather he said, "Jesus, you can make me clean." There's a sense of confidence, right? Of belief in who Jesus was and what he was able to do, and much more what he wanted to do out of love. This man knew what Jesus was capable of and knew that if he wanted to heal him, he could. Sometimes when we think about the Lord healing, we remember these stories of crazy, awesome miracles, right? Especially in the Gospels, like in the story of Jesus's life. And we fall into this mindset that Jesus only shows up when we ask for help with huge things in our life, right? So often when we experience pain or suffering or terrible sickness, like those are the moments when we turn to the Lord the most. But what I think the Lord wants to speak to us today is that we can reorient our minds to turn to him always. What he was highlighting to me is the fact that he wants to bring healing to us in our minds and our hearts every single moment of every day. We're people who live in a world full of brokenness, yes or yes. And it's filled with places that are in need of healing, in need of pretty extreme healing in a lot of times. But how often do we stop in the middle of our day to ask Jesus to make us clean, to heal us of our daily infirmities, to heal us of the stain of sin in our lives? The Jesus who miraculously healed lepers is the same Jesus who wants to show up every day for us and bring healing to the places in our lives that we need it most. Maybe for you, it looks like healing with a friend or a family member. Maybe it's healing from the tendency to judge others, or maybe it's healing from the way that we speak to or about the people around us. All of these things, right, though they may seem minor or, you know, just everyday sin, they come from a place in our own self that is in need of healing and that is in need of Jesus. For me, what that used to look like, right, when I became a missionary, one of the things that became so evident to me so fast, it was very exposed, was the need for healing in the way that I viewed myself. I realized very quickly that in order to pour out into the campers that were entrusted to me, in order to bring them into right relationship with God, in order to steward that and to help them understand their identity, right, as sons and as daughters, there was a shift that needed to happen in the way that I viewed myself. There was a shift that needed to happen in my own mind and in my own heart. My view needed to be healed from thinking that I was too broken or too messy for God to adopt me, right? My view needed to be healed of myself as a daughter. And so what happened was that I began asking him for that healing. And over time, through moments in my life, through asking every day, he showed up and he healed. Sometimes God's healing looks instant. It looks immediate, like the leper, right? It says his leprosy was cleansed immediately. But sometimes God's healing looks like over time, and you might not notice it at first, but then once you are healed, right, once he brings you into or a little bit further into that complete healing, then you can see it and you can see the ways that he's been faithful and showed up. What if every time we saw a need or became aware, right, of how much we're broken and we need healing, we came straight to Jesus with the same confidence of this leper, that Jesus can heal us and that he wants to, if only we ask. So my challenge for you today, right, is whatever that thing is in your day, whatever that moment is where you realize that you need the Lord's healing the most, let's go to him. Let's ask him for that healing today. And let's ask him in faith, knowing that when we call upon the Lord, he shows up and he comes out of love for us because he wants us to be healed. This has been a scripture reflection on Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. Again, my name is Abby Smith. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.